No, not too much. More, it was. I got three kids, and that was it.
What if someone had about 14 kids? You said he really had a.
He's got a bunch of young'uns.
Did you ever say a passel?
Well, now, yeah. Passel, that means quite a few.
What would you say passel about?
I use it quite often. But I don't know exactly when and why a lot of times. Well, I don't remember.
Say if someone had about 500 acres of land, you say he really had a what of land?
He's got a lot of land.
Did you ever use the word right smart? He had a right smart of land?
No. Very little, no. I've heard it used a lot, but not me.
How did you hear it used?
He's got right smart. He's got right smart of land. Well, he's got right smart of land.
Uh-huh.
Like I say, I've heard it used, but I just say he's got
mm-hmm.
quite a bit of land, or he's got a lot of land.
Mm-hmm. The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
Oh, I call it corn on the cob.
Do you ever hear roasted ears?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What is that?
A roasted ear?
Uh-huh.
That's your corn before it dries on the corn stalk itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And the outside of the ear of corn is the...
Shucks.
And the stringy stuff you take off.
That's tassel. Yeah, I guess that's what it's called.
Those
tassel.
The little strings?
Yeah, little brown strings.
Okay.
Mostly.
And something that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin pie.
And any other name for mushroom?
Not except I don't like mushrooms.
Do you ever hear them called toadstool or frog bench or anything like that?
No. Very few country people eat mushroom either.
Uh-huh. And something people smoke would be?
Cigarette? Cigar?
And say if someone asked you, can you do something, you'd say, no, why?
I'd say, no, I can't do that, or...
Or if you just refuse to do it, they say, will you do it? You say, no, why?
Don't have the time to do it.
Okay, or they say, will you? You say, no, why?
I don't have the time to ask
or
me to...
Say, if you just refuse to do it, you say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that,
I'm just not going to do it.
Or I just won't.
I won't do it.
Okay. And... You'd say,
That's bad to say.
Why?
Well, depending on what you're doing, I guess. or depending on the circumstance. As far as a business, maybe you just can't refuse. If you know how to do it, I'd say do it, not just tell them you just won't do it.
Uh-huh.
You could always make an excuse if you can't do it, or you don't have time to do it.
Uh-huh. Well, there was a really bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any need to call a doctor because when we got there, the person was, what, dead? Was...
The person was already dead.
Did you ever say was done dead?
Yeah. Yeah.
How would you say that?
Well, I used to use that quite often, I've done all I'm going to do today.
Uh-huh. And say if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
he done something he shouldn't have.
Okay, or another way of saying that. Instead of saying shouldn't, you say he did something he...
Well, he did something he ought not have done.
Okay, and you tell a child, you're not doing what you...
supposed to be done.
Or what you
was told to do.
And say if you were doing something that was hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you get through, you tell them, instead of just standing there, you know, you might...
Well, instead of just standing there, you can give me a hand.
Or you might have... You've already finished, you'd say. You didn't have to just stand there, you might...
Well, I can't answer that. I don't know what... It gets me mixed up when you just stand there. I've never had nobody just stand and watch me do something and not help.
Or say if someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week or sometime, you might say, well, I'm...